I just thought, I was like thinking, I was like, out of all the things you could, I understand you're heated, but like, come up with a plan. And I was like, well, that's what makes me a psychopath, is because I'm the person who would park a car on Mike Myers. Like,
right?
That's the kicker. That's the criteria.
Yep.
So that, I'm sorry, everybody.
That
wasn't
that
the
was,
test.
This was the real one. It's was
yeah.
Real.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be difficult there. That was the real one.
That's the real
Welcome
one.
Welcome to Sitsuck, everybody.
Sitsuck.
Sometimes I try stuff. It's not good.
I mean, I think I might have overcommitted to the joke part.
No, that's
that
fine. I am
chance.
Also committing to the joke.
You no. got see the thing is, Kyle. You have the amazing ability to have to basically never be able to tell whether or not you're joking.
Like, well, Joe,
because you take the
that.
Same level of seriousness in your
that
voice when you're
today.
Doing a bit as when you are actually like legitimately confused or angered by something.
I think Kevin knows that really well.
Yes, like that came up today.
Oh, really?
We got an engineer who moved from somewhere to here. I don't remember. I'm sorry, but she's very sweet. But she was having to interact with our buddy. I'll just say it, Jason. Who's a bullshitter, to use his own vernacular.
Oh.
And so I was having to be her Sherpa, or a translator, and tell you, like, no, that part was real. No, that part was fake. Because when he's sharing his life stories, you don't know what's fucking real and what's not.
That's true, Kendrick. That's true.
That so, dude, yeah. So, it's hard. He's very straight-laced with that, so it's hard to tell.
You never know. When he says something, you're like, haha, like, no, that's actually my life. Yeah. I
See,
fuck it.
That's,
I didn't listen to the podcast anymore.
That's also,
I live with my ex-wife and kids.
Right.
You're like, ha ha ha! It's like, no, that's real. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Why?
Do you need
what?
To talk? Yeah. So, one of the guys in our Discord server has recently been reacting to all the dad jokes with all exclamation mark commentary about explaining the joke.
Like,
you're going to, like, protect his identity here?
It's Dalton.
It's
our
Dalton.
Friend Dalton.
Straight up Dalton.
He's Sickle on a Sickle and Nifer
he's
podcast.
He's committing to this bit, and I'm loving it.
Because I'm not.
He's just like deconstructing all of the jokes, and
yeah,
almost
I find it really fucking annoying.
Yeah, after like the fourth time, I think that we stopped. I stopped
he
laughing.
Didn't do it today,
and
which
it was
means
like
he's either dead or busy.
Oh, he didn't do it today. Yeah, he probably just shot himself then.
So look, this one was my cell phone doesn't
oh
work in
I
the
just
graveyard.
Assumed people
I
are
guess
dead.
I could call. I guess you could call it a dead zone. He says, and I'm going to, this is going to be something I'm going to say a little louder because it's all caps.
That's fine.
Dead zone is a term used for when a cell phone cannot get service, but is used to play on used as a play on words here because the cell phone cannot get service in the graveyard, which is also where the dead are laid to rest. So the term dead zone operates with a double meaning, referring to both the cell phone's lack of service and those deceased bodies resting in the ground surrounding graves.
See, I always picture it as the breathless 5-year-old clutching at the hem of his t-shirt. For some reason, that whole vibe.
Oh yeah, I imagine,
you know,
it with
it's,
a.
It's,
oh, you go ahead. You go.
Yeah, so let me pull it up here. Sorry, I don't have my mouse, and I'm sitting in a strange spot, where it's like, I see it as. Oh come on, there it is. Dead zone is a term used for when a cell phone cannot get service, but it's used as a play on words here because the cell phone cannot get service in a graveyard. Which is also where the dead are laid to rest. So the term dead zone operates with a double meaning, referring to both the cell phone's lack of service and those deceased bodies resting in the surrounding graves.
I think having read a lot of Dalton's work, like, I see him as far too articulate to be a 5-year-old.
See,
and
for,
it's just like
I know,
a
but
screaming,
that's just,
angry teacher.
For, yeah, that just makes me, it warms my heart to read it that way, because
yeah.
Otherwise I get pissed off.
Gotcha. See, I imagine him doing it with a German accent. Because Germans stereotypically do not have
like
a German accent. So,
dead
zone is a term used for when a cell phone cannot get service, but is used as a play on words because a cell phone cannot get service in the graveyard, which is also where the dead are laid to rest. So the term dead zone operates with a double meaning, referring to both the cell phone's lack of service and those deceased bodies resting in the surrounding graves.
Generally, I feel like there's a missing opportunity to use double entendre there.
Double entender.
Double entender.
Double
entendre. Nintenuendo. All right.
Quadruple innuendo?
Are we worried about him or not?
Did anybody... I mean, yes, we're always
okay.
worried about Dalton. But did anybody get trick-or-treaters this year?
I got a shit ton!
I have three groups. Three groups, a grand total of like maybe 15 kids.
Okay, well, that's two. That's three really big groups, I guess.
Yeah. Three? No, it was like three vans full.
Sweet.
And they all rolled up, and and I flung candy at them, and that was all, like, between 7 and 7:10.
Nice.
And then nothing until 9. We watched the old Dune, and I just had my security cameras up so I could get ahead of it.
Gotcha.
And nobody showed up.
We had kids up and down the neighborhood from about, I think about 5:45 until about 7:45.
Damn.
Of just crazy. Like groups of kids coming through. I started to get worried because there was little to no candy left in my
bowl. At one point you got to turn your light off and just hope for the best.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah. Oh man, like I don't know if I'm going to have enough. And there was at one point a truck drove down the middle of the street that had the bed, the tailgate down, and 9 children in the back, all whooping and hollering as they were driving down, mostly, you know, pretty slow, and just having a wonder. And they did not stop by to get candy, but I think I recognized a couple, so I think they had already hit this part of the neighborhood. But it was like, those guys got it figured out. This feels like a Halloween. Like, it has not felt like a Halloween for me for a few years, because I can't really go out and like, do the whole trick-or-treating thing, because you get weird looks. And then...
Yeah, yeah.
But now I have, like, the excuse of, like, a child, but he can't have candy yet, so it's kind of weird, and we can't eat the candy because we're working out really hard right now and trying to lose a ton of weight. So we're like, okay, we can't have the candy, so it's not really worthwhile. And so we just bought a shit ton of candy, and then all these kids showed up. I was like, this was so awesome. And there was another pirate, and I was dressed up as a pirate, and we did pirate jokes back and forth for a minute.
Sweet.
Nice.
That's cool.
I brought my extra candy into the office.
Nice.
There you go.
I've never been in a place where we get a lot of trick-or-treaters. Because
your neighborhood's basically, like, dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Well, our neighborhood sucks, for one thing. But then, like, if you go back, before that, we were in an apartment. On the third floor, you don't get anyone there. If you go back before that, it's Gunnison in an apartment in a weird spot. And then, like, college.
I wouldn't let my kids go anywhere in fucking Gunnison.
Yeah. Really?
College in dorm Gunnison? Rooms, nothing. And then back in South Fork, we're, like, out in the middle of nowhere where you don't really get any people. So I've never, like, seen hordes of trick-or-treaters. It'd be interesting.
Well, life goal.
Yeah. One of these days.
Just go take your kids to, like, a really posh neighborhood.
Well,
they give out full-size candy bars.
Yeah, we do go in the neighborhood where their school is, around Meg's grandparents, and that's a pretty nice neighborhood. There are pretty high-end houses there, so that's where they go.
Ferrero Rocher?
Yeah.
I saw, like, at the store, I saw Halloween-sized sodas. I think it was, like, 5 to 6 ounces or something. It's like such a small amount of soda that I was like, I wonder how much they have to pay for that. Like, at the point, some a certain point, you just give people regular size soda. Like, you know, you don't go that small.
I feel like I got a can of soda once as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, have this. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right? Hell, wouldn't that be the best? Like, oh, man, I was just thinking about things you could put in people's, like, Halloween bags. It wasn't just, like, candy that they're going to, like, rot their teeth with.
Right.
And, like, other things they can rot their teeth with. Like...
Yeah.
But just, like,
well,
an actual,
I heard the story,
like,
about
20 ads.
Someone giving out, like, 2-liter sodas, like, 2-liter Coca-Colas.
What?
Jesus. And you're like, first of all, I mean, I love the idea because kids love that. But also, you're handing kids, like... a couple pounds worth of soda to put in their candy bag, and they're going to have to lug that down the street.
Oh, yeah, but it shortens the trip, man. That wraps the night up.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
No, like, see,
yeah, I was
going like
to say that's the end.
You got to give the small cans then, because then they have, like, a little power boost to keep going through the night.
Yep, a little bit of caffeine.
Because they're like,
throw
I don't want
to... in there, get some caffeine.
Hell yeah.
I'm thinking of just, like, the cost. Like, at a certain point, like, the manufacturing of small cans has an inherent, like, different cost because of the manufacturing lines and stuff.
I do know that for Coca-Cola, this is those factoids you hear and you never follow up, but the can costs them more than the contents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe.
But you can get, like, can get a 2-liter for cheaper than you get, like, a 20 ounce.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Easily.
And you get a box of soda cheaper than you get a 2-liter, so it's like it all...
Well, but I mean, like, so those little cans aren't that much less aluminum, really, but it's a lot less Coke, so it's probably even more expensive, like, They probably spent the ratio of the value of the can to the value of the contents is probably worse.
I was thinking just from a manufacturing perspective, you don't change can sizes a lot unless you know you're going to do it, right? Like when I worked at Coors, they had specific lines dedicated to flipping, right? And some lines would just run Coors Light 24/7, right? And other lanes would switch to tall boys. They'd switch to to weird size cans from Keystone to other things because those lines had the kind of infrastructure you needed. So, but I've never seen these super small Halloween cans before. Right. So I'm trying to think of the infrastructure changes in a Coca-Cola factory. And if it's, maybe they're just the same size as those small sodas you get. And I'm an idiot, but I wonder if those are just so expensive that you would just, if you needed to buy them enough to feed to not feed, but to give to kids for Halloween, you're not going to buy a six pack, right?
No, you're probably buying 20, 30?
I'd assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were Halloween themed cans too. It was ghost cans of Pepsi.
Oh,
and shit.
Hell yeah.
So super cool, right? But
yeah, that's cool.
Just put a ghost sticker on a Pepsi can. That's probably cheaper.
it almost certainly is cheaper, but it's not as cool.
That's true. That's a good point.
What do we have for time? Oh.
Plenty of.
Minutes. Okay.
Yeah, man. Plenty of.
Sunday was the first time I've had trick-or-treaters and done trick-or-treating since Kate moved in, I think.
Holy shit.
Man.
That's crazy.
And I was trying to figure out why that was. So last year, obviously, but 2019 was a Thursday. I was looking this up. It was a Thursday. And I think I had an event at work. Either a fun thing or we had an outage and I wasn't able to get home.
Hmm.
And then the one before that was a Wednesday, so I think I probably was teaching class. And then the one before that, I'm trying to go back and I think it might have been a Tuesday, so I might have been taking a class. And it's this weird set of circumstances where I was just busy every night that I would have done Halloween. And I feel weird about that.
Hmm. Why do you feel weird?
Because I feel like I was handing out candy, but I had to restrain Chewy in a different part of the house. And I'm like, I didn't have to do this before. And that's when I realized it was since she moved in.
Mm.
And then I was like, wait, when was the last time I actually did it? And then I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't remember. And it was confusing. I think I dressed up with a red button-up shirt and a top hat and pointed my mustache all creepy-like.
Cool.
This time we did nothing because I was coming out of a really shitty couple of weeks. And so I didn't do any decorating, and Kate didn't do any decorating because she's starting that boot camp.
Oh, yeah.
So we were just a house with a light on, and I was handing out as much candy as you'd care to put stuff into your pants. I don't care.
We had, I made, I pre-made bags, so, weird me.
Oh, nice.
Weird me likes to organize candy and sort it out and then put it in the bag.
That's the least surprising thing you've ever told me, Kyle.
And, Amy suggested we get bags again since COVID stuff. That way people could, know that their candy had only been touched by us. I don't know. Because it's easier to hand out without having to touch people if you put them on a table.
You
or
just
something.
Throw it at their face from
yeah.
a distance.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about, it getting... Yeah. Surprisingly found, a bunch of random Milk Duds in one of the bags. And I was like, there's no open boxes of Milk Duds. So what the fuck happened there? And I was just probably, manufacturing, right? But yeah, we had, bought bags where I sorted out all the candy and put we got a bag that had Butterfingers in it, and the Butterfingers were 4-to-1 other candy, and I was amazed. I was like, Butterfingers aren't that bad, are they? You put them in a fucking vanilla shake and go to town, man.
Yeah, I like Butterfingers.
Me too.
Oh.
I don't know how to describe what they are. If I had to somebody who hasn't had one,
it's
they get
like
stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, it's like a. It shatters
peanut butter toffee.
Like shale does when you eat it.
Yeah, I guess it's layered. Toffee.
Yeah, and then it's crispity, and it is crunchity, and it is peanut buttery.
Only one of those was a word.
Joshua Wiseman, the guy who does the really annoying YouTube cooking tutorials, made his own Butterfinger one time. And it kind of gave you a good insight to what is in a Butterfinger, because they broke the same, so I assume they're similar, right? In their flakiness. But it looked basically just like peanut butter toffee.
Yeah, so, that's basically what it is. Layered peanut brittle. Really,
which is just going to get in your teeth.
Oh, also.
Yeah, it's just weird because I've never had a homemade thing that was like a Butterfinger.
No, there's nothing quite like that. But
a homemade
shout
thing
out
like any candy bar.
Definite
though.
Shout out to my neighbors
because we swung by and saw my neighbors next door, and they were giving out full size candy bars. And nice. Steve gave me a shot of vodka before we left.
If you shop at Costco nowadays, I bet it's not that hard to get full size candy bars anymore. Because like,
no, I mean it never was. Yeah. It's just expensive,
right? But it's like that's like the house, right? It's like that's the house you don't egg ever when you go to trick or treating. You're like, these guys give full size candy bars. You do not fuck with them.
I feel like everybody has a story, like from their childhood. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, this one time there was this one house handing out full size candy bars.
Yeah.
Yep. There always is.
That's why I was trying to make the bags good enough that they were like, okay, they're not full size candy bars, but if you get like 7 candy bars in a bag, like,
oh,
it's like,
oh, I variety. So here's my thing. Sustenance. Here's why I like trick or treaters, is and I obviously haven't had to do this in a while or been able to do this in a while, but what I love is when they say how many, because the kids are all very polite and their parents are watching with a switch to beat them if they do wrong, and they say how many, and I say as many as you want. Watching their eyes just light up. As they then stuff their fists in and just grab double handfuls, utterly heedless of what they're actually grabbing.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. It's like that moment of joy.
Yeah.
It warms my heart. Even my cold, flint-like heart. And then on Sunday, I said that, and one of the older kids, maybe on the older side for trick-or-treating, said, can we take the whole thing? And I said, yeah, if you want to ruin it for everyone else, go nuts.
Did they
laughed.
Okay.
He laughed and took like 2.
Oh, okay.
And, that's cool. And it was just, I mean, he was just talking, I mean, shit. Yeah. It's like, I get it.
He could have been a
dude. Like, you're talking like shit to a shit talker, bud.
It's like watching those like Toys R Us, like people winning those Toys R Us sweepstakes as a kid, where they would just like run down the aisle and put as many toys in the cart as they could. Like, that's what I think of when you tell that to some kid who's like, take as many as you want, and you're like, I don't even give a shit what toys I'm getting. Like, I just want to get as many in this bag as I can fucking get.
I need to
All
win.
That matters is I get the most.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't even like the candy.
Yeah, like it's all milk duds. Section. Like, nobody can eat that many milk duds at that time.
What was that, Kevin?
I said I always dreamt of going right to the Lego section and just like stuffing the cart with Lego sets.
Oh man. Oh. Well, and that's because like there's no bad Lego set,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
You can have fun with everything.
Especially back in the day, like all the Lego sets were super like, they weren't like oh, boys and girls Legos. It was like pirates, space, city. You just had
castle.
The dope.
You get trucks,
robots,
you get samurais, you get robots, whatever you want, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had a trick or treater that came by in a full like a kid in like a pretty decent Jason Voorhees costume, according to Dennis, and he's like, that's an amazing costume, and he's like, thank you, God bless you, and I was like, that's something you'd never hear Jason Voorhees say.
Yeah.
Was like,
right. That's
like
that would make it weirder.
Machete, God bless you.
God bless you.
That would make it
that's
weird.
That'd be fucking weird. It's like
to say
thank
you.
I'd love to see that scene in a Halloween movie, or not.
Yeah,
Friday the 13th movie of like, actually it'd be even weirder in Halloween if like the kid, like the victim is like hiding under the bed and you see like the boots and he's like walking and then like a little bit of dust kicks up and the kid sneezes and freezes for a second and you just hear like from behind him, bless you. And then he gets impaled with like a spear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
fuck, what?
So, okay, I'm sorry to monopolize this entire podcast, but you triggered me, Joe.
Do
I
it.
Watched the
triggered.
New Halloween movie. It's Halloween Kills, right?
Yeah.
Most of that movie's pretty dope. I was a little bit high when I watched it, so sometimes when I'm high, I focus on stupid parts of the movie that I'm like, why the fuck? Like, I focus on those plot holes, right? But there was legit a scene at the end. So there's going to be a third movie. I'll preface this with that. There's going to be minor spoilers, but I don't think anybody cares because it's a slasher movie. So if you're looking for a plot, probably go to something else. But basically, the whole town ends up trying to hunt Jason or Michael Myers because they're like, we're sick of this shit. He keeps coming back and keeps fucking our days up, right? And they get him. They basically get him where the whole town is like, probably 20 people are around him in the town, and they start beating him up, right? Like they start literally taking him down. And for some reason, everybody with a gun decides they need to get within 2 inches of him.
Oh,
and like ends up being their downfall. Is like,
oh my god.
they have a revolver and they like walk up and they want to shoot him. I'm like, you could shoot him a far away. Reload the revolver and shoot him again, and then like when you know he's dead, go up and shoot his corpse. Like you don't need to kill shot.
Right? That's actually, I'm glad you said that, because now I'm triggered. That is a thing I keep noticing in martial arts films. We could probably talk about this another time too, but I just want to get this in there real quick because I think we're running up on time. But it's how you keep a bunch of guys with guns in a martial arts action film from ending the movie prematurely. Because you'll notice that in almost every single action movie of any sort, Transformers, any Jet Li movie, any Jackie, like, actually, I don't know if Jackie Chan does it as much, but like a bunch of, anytime that there's a martial arts guy against a bunch of dudes that have guns, there will always be a scene where the dude has like an M16 or something. He's pointing it at him and he charges forward a good 6 steps, gets into punching range, and then never pulls the trigger until it's already been knocked aside. And then he's been like face kicked or disarmed somehow.
Yeah, he's like blocking all the other bullets and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, stop. Can we stop doing that in movies? I know that that is a problem. It's like, we need these guys to have guns. It's like, yes, make them use them and make the dude deal with them. Stop fucking putting people with guns up against people without guns and running them forward, screaming, I'm going to shoot you, and then putting it in their chest. And then they get punched. It's stop it.
Maybe they're just really nervous about killing a person.
In that case, yeah, but you're talking about Michael Myers in this movie. Like, why? Like, he's killed like 25 people over the last 36 hours. Like, maybe don't walk up to him. Maybe stay as far up as possible. Maybe pin him down with a car and then shoot him in the head. Like I was like, they had like 4 cars there. I was like, why don't you just park a car on him? Like, why am I the guy that has to come up with like good horror scenarios? Like, he's going to probably revive anyway. You can just kill him. You don't have to worry about bringing back a slasher. Like, they're going to come back is what they do. Like,
all right, Joe. Yeah. Anyway. Here's your video challenge. We're going to have to shoot a video where we do a knockoff and Kyle just drives his car and just parks just the driver's side wheel on his chest. And we're all like, all right, there he is. And he's like kind of trying to do stuff, but there's a car on his chest.
But he's not
and
you're dead. Like, okay. He's definitely alive, but he's just like
we're done.
Flailing.
Right?
Yeah. And we just leave that car on him.
Yeah.
And then Kyle gets a new car. Yeah. And then we pay people to just keep an eye on him.
We do like a time lapse. Yeah. It's like we just have like a time lapse of like people like eating sandwiches around the car while he's trying to like push it off for like several days.
No, I think we got it, guys.
Yeah. I just thought, I was like thinking, I was like, out of all the things you could, I understand you're heated, but like come up with a plan. And I was like, well, that's what makes me a psychopath, is because I'm the person who would park a car on Mike Myers. Like,
right?
That's the kicker. That's the criteria.
Yep. That's what did it.
All right. Thanks for listening to my rant, everybody.
Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Yeah. Buy some merch.
Do it.
Don't leave a racist comment.
Don't
getting better.
Do that. Don't do that.
But like, if you wouldn't have mentioned it, people probably wouldn't have.
Right? Doesn't help that today was opposite day. Kendrick, you piece of shit.
Fuck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.